On today's Kids Corner.
What'd you go and do that for?
Oh, nice shot, Lizarardo. You hit him right between the eyes.
Well, you guys are stinking cheaters.
Yeah, I wanted to play fair, but you...
So where's your Christianity now?
What?
You heard me.
Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Something that is not generally known about lizards is that they are collectors. Some collect coins, some collect stamps, some collect fountain pens. Liz's Aunt Ella collects furniture. So when Mrs. Lacerda found a Louis Kahn's armchair for next to nothing, she had to buy it for her sister.
Okay, tie down that side with this rope.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
And she also had to get Liz and Lucille to tie it on the back of Liz's wagon so they could take it over to his aunt's house.
All right, that should do it.
So we're all set?
Yeah, I just need to take the phone back inside. My mom... Oh, I'd better answer this first. Hang on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Liz.
Oh, hey, Spike. What's going on?
I'm thinking about going to the video game store tonight. Want to come with?
Oh, I can't. We have Bible study at Grandpa Noli's house.
Bible study, huh?
Yeah.
Don't you go to that, like, every week?
Well, yeah. Church school, too.
Huh.
I like it. I don't know nearly as much about the Bible as I want to.
Oh.
Anyway, I need to get a chair over to my aunt's house. I'm sorry I can't go tonight. Maybe another time?
Okay. See you later.
All right.
So what was that all about?
Spike wanted me to go to the video game store with him tonight.
Oh, you should have invited him to come along to Bible study.
Oh, he's not interested.
Well, how do you know? Did you ever ask him?
No. I know I should invite him, but I don't know. I just don't feel comfortable.
Why?
I don't know. It's embarrassing. Come on, Lucille. Please don't lecture me now.
Well, I'm not. Actually, I understand. Sometimes I get embarrassed, too. Some Christians we are, huh?
Yeah. Oh, come on. Let's get this chair to my aunt.
When Liz and Lucille arrived at Aunt Ella's, there was a surprise waiting for them.
Oh, Herbert! I didn't know you were in town!
Hey, Liz! I have medical leave from the Army, so I decided to come back to Turin for a while.
Awesome.
I got in last night.
Wow, we haven't seen you in such a long time.
Yeah, well, the Army tends to keep you busy.
I'll bet.
I've been all over the world.
Oh,
if it wasn't for the copter accident, I'd probably still be on the other side of the planet.
Oh, man, we were all praying for you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I sure appreciate it.
So, tell us all the cool stories, the exciting Army stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, except for accidents and the occasional flare-up, Army life is a lot of routine and boredom.
Oh.
Oh, so you must be really glad to be home then.
Oh, sure. But I'm actually looking forward to getting back to my unit.
Well, why, if it's so boring?
Well, there's a couple of fellas I've been wanting to witness to. You know, talk to about my faith.
Yeah.
Till now, I haven't had the courage.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If I had died in that accident, I don't know anyone else who would have been able to tell them about Jesus.
Wow.
That's one more reason to be happy it wasn't more serious.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And now I have a good way to approach them.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I can use my experience to get their attention.
Oh.
Then I can tell them about Jesus.
Yeah. You know, Liz and I were just talking about witnessing to our friends, too.
Yeah. Huh? Or, more accurately, not witnessing to them.
Yeah, it's really tough sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you know what?
What?
As Christians, that's what we're supposed to do. You see, Jesus said we were supposed to go and make disciples of all nations.
Oh, yeah. That's the Great Commission.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was Jesus' final order before he went to heaven.
Hmm.
In the Army, they teach you that you're supposed to follow the last order you received until you get a new one.
Wow.
Well, as far as Jesus goes, we haven't gotten any new orders.
Oh, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, except one problem is we don't have any helicopter accident to get anyone's attention.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, that's my story.
Yeah.
You need to use your own story to tell people about Jesus.
Yeah, but Herbert, I don't think I've discovered my own story yet.
Oh, that's okay. Sometimes your friends will notice that you're different because you behave differently. Maybe that's the place to start.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I thought so, too. Now we just have to do it.
Yeah.
next day, Liz had an opportunity to try out Herbert's suggestion.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The race runner scores two.
Yeah, well, you better throw me the ball before you accidentally swallow it.
Oh, okay. Here, you're out.
Here we go. Lacerda breaks around the side. He spins.
Look out, look out. Oh, no, you don't.
He jumps. Whoa.
Ooh.
Oh, ow. You tripped me.
What? What are you talking about?
You tripped me with your tail just as I was about to go for the shot.
Oh, me? Never.
Oh, fine. You're out.
What do you mean? You're not even going to argue about it?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to. Come on, what's the score?
Me 10, you 3.
You have 10?
Oh, yeah. I had 10.
I don't remember that, but okay.
What is going on with you?
What?
You start selling your favorite cereal again?
No.
Make a new X-Monsters movie?
Oh, no.
Cancel school?
I wish.
Well, then what's going on?
Oh, nothing. I've just been doing some thinking, and I'm gonna try to be a better Christian, that's all.
Oh, I get it. You're being good so you can get to heaven.
Oh, being good doesn't get you into heaven, Spike.
What do you mean?
Well, you don't go to heaven because you're good.
Huh?
You go to heaven because you have Jesus as your Savior.
So if you're not being nice to get into heaven, then why are you being nice?
Well, I guess I'm trying to imagine how I'd act if Jesus was standing next to me all the time. Does that make sense?
Not really, but okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm cool with it, I guess.
All right.
Oh, and it's only 8-3.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's about to be 8-4.
Oh, we'll see about that.
At about the same time, Lucille and Lacey were shopping at the mall.
Look at this shirt. This'll look great on me. I'm gonna wear this to school tomorrow. What do you think, Lucille?
I think my mom wouldn't let me wear something that didn't cover my belly button.
I asked what you think, not your mom.
I think my mom makes a pretty good point.
I don't think my mom really cares what I wear. She's not like your mom. In fact, she's usually already at work when I leave for school.
Do you mind if we sit down for a few minutes?
Not at all. In fact, I was going to ask you the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. I want to take a look at my Teen Lizard magazine. There's an article in here about Slippery Slope, that band I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah. They sound interesting.
They're the hottest thing to hit the scene since sliced bread.
Well, I don't know if they're that hot.
I mean, the band Sliced Bread.
So did I. Sliced bread is great.
I still want to get Slippery Slope's new CD while we're here. Where's the music store?
It's over there. Listen, I wanted to ask you something. I mean, I wanted to see what you thought about something, you know, get your opinion.
Sure. Anything but politics. I don't know anything about politics.
Oh, it's not that. I just wanted to ask you. You know I'm a Christian?
Sure.
Well, I was wondering what you know, think about that.
About you being a Christian?
Yeah. Or about anyone being a Christian.
It's okay by me. Let's go get that CD.
Wait. That's it? It's okay by you, that's all?
Yeah. Should it not be okay by me?
Well, yeah, it's of course, but I guess I just wanted to know if you feel anything, you know, more about it.
More? Well, I know that you're, like, really calm about the things that get the rest of us worked up sometimes. And you're a good person.
No.
And my mom thinks you're a good influence on me.
That's nice. But you know, it's not all about being good.
It isn't?
No. Just being good isn't good enough to get us into heaven. Even going to church and Bible studies aren't enough.
So, what is?
You have to ask Jesus to come into your heart.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
And?
Well, no offense, but it sounds kind of weird. I mean, how can someone live in my heart?
Yeah, I know, it does sound kind of weird. But it means, like, loving him with your whole heart.
Okay, but why?
Well, because he died for your sins, and now you can be forgiven.
Why? I mean, I didn't ask him to.
I know, that's the cool part. He did it without us asking. See, because Adam and Eve, everybody's born sinful. We can't, you know, live with God because it's like this sin makes us dirty. So Jesus became the sacrifice that made us clean. Get it?
No, I don't get it.
Well, you know, we could go to Grandpa Noli's or Granny Gacko's. They could probably explain it to you better. Do you want to do that?
Nah, not today. Let's go get that CD.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Liz and Spike were about to get a new addition to their basketball game. Skink and his friend, Mumbly Pete.
Well, what do you know? I thought the only time Lizarardo dribbled was when he was drinking milk at lunch.
What do you want, Skink?
Yeah.
You said it, Mumbly.
Hey, Skink. You and Mumbly Pete want to play a game of 21? What?
What did he say?
Mumbly Pete said he'd be glad to whip you guys at 21.
Oh, well, we'll even give you guys outs.
Huh?
Don't worry about it, Spike. You take Skink, I got Mumbly Pete.
Yeah, well, just be careful. He plays dirty.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Are we playing or talking?
Yes,
you got that right.
All right, let's go.
Skink put the ball in play and passed it to Mumbly Pete.
Right here, Pete.
Cover him, Spike.
You got it. Put it up, Pete. Yeah, 2-0.
Watch out for Mumbly Pete this time. He's a creep.
Yeah.
You heard me.
All right. You guys ready?
Ready for anything you got.
All right. Hey, where's the answer, Pete? Come on, quit pushing. Quit pushing.
Hey, what's with the tackle? This is basketball, not football.
What's the matter? Lizarardo can't stay on his little feet.
Well, not with Mumbly Pete pushing me all the time. Oh, you can't say that about my mom.
What'd you go and do that for?
Oh, nice shot, Lizarardo. You hit him right between the eyes.
Well, you guys are stinking cheaters.
Yeah, I wanted to play fair, but you
guys... So where's your Christianity now?
What?
You heard me. Mumbly Pete and I listened in on your little conversation before about pretending Jesus was right there with you. Do you think Jesus would have liked you throwing a ball in Mumbly's face? Got that right. So what's it gonna be, boys? A little more hoops with Jesus watching?
No, I'm going home.
Come on, Liz. Liz!
Back at Lucille's house, she and Lacey were trying on their new purchases. And Lucille was hoping for another opportunity to talk with Lacey about Jesus.
I never thought I'd say this about anyone, Lucille, but that turtleneck sweater looks really good on you.
Thanks. You know, I was reading in the Bible the other day.
What do you think of these earrings?
At Bible study the other night,
Lucille, where are the tunes? We can't try on new clothes without a little skin-deep plant.
Oh, well, I was sort of hoping we could talk instead.
We can talk while the CD is playing.
Yeah, but we always end up singing along.
Even better. Put it on.
I really don't want to.
Come on, Lucille.
I don't even have it anymore.
What?
I don't have it anymore. So I guess we'll just have to rely on pleasant conversation. In fact, I was just going to tell you what... Hey, that's my dresser.
I thought you said you didn't have the CD anymore, huh? Then what's this?
Guess I forgot.
So, you were going to tell me something about your Bible study?
Yeah, never mind.
At Big Daddy-O's the next day, Liz and Lucille discussed their progress sharing Jesus with their friends. Or rather, their lack of progress.
Why is this so tough? I mean, you'd think it would be as easy as
pie?
You know, I never did understand that. Why is pie supposed to be so easy?
I don't know. I really tried, but I just couldn't get through to Lacey.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we need
to... watch it!
Oh, no.
Green
grass milkshake. One of my favorite flavors.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I got it all over you.
Are you okay?
Him? What about me? I'm the one wearing the shake, Lucille.
Let me help you clean that up. I'm really sorry.
It's okay, really. I got most of it. And to be honest with you, it was kind of funny.
It was kind of funny.
But I got it all over you. Aren't you mad at me at all?
Not today.
Hi, my name's Lucille. This is Liz.
Hi there.
What's your name?
I'm Muzzle.
Well, Muzzle, I can honestly say that it has been tasty meeting you.
Actually, I was serious before, Muzzle. I noticed that when we came in, you looked kind of upset. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, no, I'm not okay. I'm a clumsy loser. And a klutz.
Oh, come on, Muzzle. Easy. It's just a little milkshake. No harm, no foul.
Well, it's not just that. I can't do anything right.
Oh, come on. If there's one thing I've learned, it's that everybody is good at something.
Yep. God makes everybody good at something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not me. and I'm not so sure I believe in God.
Really?
Why not?
Because if there's a God, why would he make me such a klutz? He must not care about me at all.
That is not true. Uh-uh. If he didn't care, he wouldn't have sent Jesus.
Right.
Jesus?
Yeah, God's son. Oh, you never heard about Jesus?
Yeah, I guess. I just never gave him much thought. I mean, if God doesn't care about me, why should his son?
Well, he cared enough about you to die for you.
Yeah.
Die?
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
Well, I know you were talking about being clumsy and everything, but you also do a different kind of wrong thing.
Oh, great. That makes me feel better.
Oh, but everybody does this kind of wrong, Muzzle. Me, Lucille, everybody who ever lived. It's called sin.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, too.
And, well, sin separates us from God. It's like there's this big valley between where we are and where God is.
Yeah. But Jesus came to earth to take care of our sin problem, to help us get from where we are to where God is.
And when you make Jesus the leader of your life, it's like he's becoming a bridge to God.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You mean God cares enough for me to want me to be with him?
Yep.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you both really believe all this.
Oh, yeah.
We sure do.
Hey, you want to know more?
Yeah, I think I do.
Liz and Lucille talked with Muzzle for another half hour. Before they left, Liz invited Muzzle to Grandpa Anoli's church school class and the Bible study. They were excited, not only to have made a new friend, but they'd actually been able to witness to him too. In fact, Liz and Lucille were still excited when they told Herbert about it later that day.
Oh, it was really cool.
Yeah, Muzzle actually wanted to hear what we had to say.
Wow. Yeah, and it seemed like he was really listening, too.
Oh,
too.
That's great, guys.
That's awesome.
I'm glad to see you're taking the witnessing thing so seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how's it going with your other friends?
Oh, well, that's not too good.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's going pretty lousy.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot tougher to talk to close friends about God.
Yeah,
I know the feeling.
You do?
Oh, definitely. You remember I told you about my friends in the Army that I wanted to witness to?
Yeah.
Well, I've known those guys for years now. We've been through all kinds of things together. They know I'm a Christian, but I never was able to tell them about Christ.
Hmm. So, why is it so hard to witness to your friends?
Well, our friends know us too well.
Yeah.
They know all the dumb stuff we do.
Oh,
they
yeah.
hear how we talk and see how un-Christian we behave sometimes.
So, what are we supposed to do?
Well, first, try not to behave un-Christian.
Well, that's easier said than done.
I know. We all still sin, even though we've become Christians. It's like that old saying, Christians aren't perfect, just forgiven.
Oh, that's great.
That's cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. But if you ask me, mm-hmm. I think it should go, Christians aren't perfect, just forgiven. And forgiven.
And
forgiven.
And forgiven.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I need to ask forgiveness for sins all the time.
Oh, yeah. But now that doesn't mean we should go out and deliberately sin, but we shouldn't pretend that we never sin either. We need to let others know that, A, sin separates us from God.
Okay.
B, we need to admit and apologize for our sin.
Yeah. Okay.
And C, God provided a way through Jesus for us to be forgiven of our sins.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, and let's not forget the most important thing we need to do for our unsaved friends.
What's that?
Keep praying for them.
Oh, yeah.
Keep being a good witness.
Okay.
See, God can do things we can't.
Yeah, faithfully.
And don't give up. Someday they may be interested and you'll need to be ready to answer their questions.
Lucille did pray for Lacey every day for a week. Then, one day, as Lucille was on her way out the door...
Hi, Lucille.
Lacey, what's going on?
I was just wondering if you wanted to do something.
Oh, yeah, sure, okay. But first I have some work to do.
What's in the bag?
It's a hot dinner my mom and I just made for Widow Jones. I was just gonna run it over there.
The Widow Jones? You go over to her house?
Yeah, she's really sweet. And she's all alone. And sometimes she lets me look at her photo albums. You know, she's traveled all over the world.
Why do you do that?
I want to. I like it.
Is this part of that Christian stuff?
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
You want to come with? She's got a great music collection.
CDs? An old person like that?
No, she's got these things called records, and they go on this thing called a record player.
That sounds kind of weird, but I'll come with.
Oh, good. We can always do something when we're done.
That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah, me too.
At about the same time, Liz was on his way to the playground for a game of one-on-one with Spike.
Hey, Liz, what you doing Wednesday? There's a comic convention at the Expo. You up for it?
Oh, that sounds like fun, but there's a Bible study that night at Grandpa Noli's.
Bible study, huh?
Yeah.
I guess you have to go to that.
Well, I don't have to. I want to. You want to come?
To the Bible study?
Yeah.
You know, Liz, I can't believe you're finally asking me.
Well, I never thought you'd want to. So, do ya?
Yeah. I'll go to the Bible study.
Oh, really?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, no reason at all. That's awesome.
Well, looky here, Pete. Maybe we'll be able to finish that game of basketball after all, huh?
Spike?
Okay by me.
All right. Looks like you got a game, Skink.
Yeah, well, before we get started, I have something serious to ask you.
Yeah?
Is Jesus with you today?
As a matter of fact, Skink, he's always with me.
Oh.
Sometimes I forget that and I act like a real creep, but I guess I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Grace? Well, that's when you get something good you don't deserve.
So what do you have that you don't deserve?
Oh, forgiveness. And I'm gonna get to live forever.
You mean with God in heaven?
Now and forever, Skink. You want to hear about it?
If you've ever witnessed to your friends, you know it's not always an easy thing to do. But that doesn't mean it's not important. In fact, it's one of the most important things we can do. In Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, Jesus commands us to go to the whole world and tell them about Him and His plan of salvation. You can start right now in the town where you live, with your closest friends. That's one of the ways we show our love to God.
Reach the world, reach the world with the word that God has spoken. Let them hear, oh, let them hear that Jesus loves them so. Place upon my heart, how can I play a part? So the precious word of God can freely go and reach the world. God's word is hope. It's alive and full of power. God's word can give each life a brand new start.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Listen Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.